From JMI Wealth Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
A lot of property data.
Yesterday, so we get a bit of flavour around the residential property sector. There was actually three pieces of data that I thought we could have a quick Friday romp through. Bit of context, though, you may recall that in that ANZ business outlook we spoke about earlier in the week, there were some worrying signs around confidence in the residential building sector, so we'll sort of tuck that away as we work through these numbers. Firstly, building consent data for March, released by Statistics New Zealand, so we've got monthly and annual data there. So in the year to the end of March 2019, 34,516 new homes consented across the country. That's a 10% rise compared to the previous 12 months, so that's quite a significant rise there. 3,180 new building consents issued in the month around the country. Pretty strong in Auckland, Mike. 13,874 for the 12 months. That's up 24% on the previous year. Couple of comments I want to make. So these are levels, it's been reported, these are levels we haven't seen since the 1970s. But you do have to equalise that a bit, don't you? I mean, 4.9 million people in the country at the end of 2018. There were 3 million people at the end of 1975. I looked that up this morning, 3.1 million. So on that basis, the numbers numerically might be close as a percentage of the population. They're not even in the same ballpark. The numbers are lumpy as well. We need to acknowledge that. Very volatile from month to month. So particularly with this rise we're getting in multi-unit numbers now in apartments, so you get this kind of lumpy move. So you've got to look at the trend. The trend is a significant upward trend we've seen since 2010-11, but I think you've got to ask the question now, are we sort of hitting peak consent? In seasonally adjusted terms, 6.9% fall from February, and that's due to the fact that they're pretty lumpy. But, Mike, it's quite hard to reconcile that consent data with the negativity in the ANZ business outlook, isn't it? And I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Why is the sector so negative when it comes to confidence when building consents seem to be leaping through the roof? Balfour & Thompson, Auckland sales 8.8% lower than last year. That doesn't seem to be hitting prices, though. Prices seem relatively stable. They sold 667 properties this year versus 731 last year. It is a slightly more subdued market. They are seeing a big decline in listing. I would make the comment, though, that we probably don't want to look too closely at numbers for April. You had the holiday effect there, you know, very much holiday effect. And also, Mike, you've got that CGT back down, which is now we're going to see whether that pushes any confidence back into the sector. And then, of course, yesterday there was this number around sales to foreign buyers. If we look at the first quarter of 2019, and there's an 81% fall in houses that have been transferred to people who don't have citizenship or residency. So not unexpected. But if you want the numbers there, in the quarter, last year, just over 1,000 houses transferred to people with no citizenship or residency. So 200 this year. So those are the sort of give you an idea of the scale of the numbers.
Just real quick on the Fed, no cut, sure, despite what Trump said, and the market doesn't like it.
No. Well, we spoke yesterday at 6. We were sort of in between the headline announcement and when Powell spoke. Initial reaction was a bit muted, but now we've had a bit more greater scrutiny on the words. The Powell is really fighting to get a sort of a neutral message across. People are basically, he's trying to walk a tight line to say, look, it's neutral, but the market seems to be worried they're not going to get further interest rate relief. So, share markets fell and falling again today. Not massively, but they're down, and it gave the US dollar a bit of a poke higher.
What are those numbers?
Yep. As we look at it, the Dow Jones down 135 points, 26,295, and it lost about 0.75% yesterday as well, so about 0.5% today. The S&P 500, 2915, down about 0.3%, and the NASDAQ, 8033. It's down 16 points at the moment. The FTSE 100, 7351, about 0.5% fall there yesterday. 0.2% fall on the Nikkei, sorry, we can't use the Nikkei because they're still running around on holiday, aren't they? Shanghai Composite, 3078, they were up 16. The ASX 200, they lost 37 points yesterday, 6338. The NZX 50 stormed higher yesterday, Mike, soared through the 10,000 level, 10,085, up 119 points, 1.2% gain. On fire. The New Zealand dollar weaker against the US dollar because the US dollar was stronger yesterday. 0.6617, so flirting with 66 cents. 9449 against the Aussie, 0.5920 euro, 0.5081 pounds, 73.77 yen. Gold, $1,270. And Brent crude, a little bit lower actually, down $1.83, $70.34.
Very much appreciate your efforts. You have a good weekend. See you Monday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.